This is GQDN for Friday, November 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By the way, there's an Audible sale going on right now, 2-for-1, but it ends tonight, and I'll be 10 hours away from recording of this podcast. So go check it out. So basically, by the time you hear it, it should be about 8 hours away. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent, excellent stuff. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got some sales. They are coming in hot and heavy. Speaking of sales, somebody sold 1 million units already. And a game will not leave you disappointed. Somebody said that. We'll find out who later on. We begin today with Riot, because according to GameSpot.com, Riot has called out Netflix because of an AI-made Arcane Season 2 poster. Now, Arcane will be wrapping up this weekend for Season 2 with the grand finale. But Netflix did show a poster, and Egg on Twitter did show the poster and also said up on Twitter, quote, "I feel stupid, but what's going on with Jinx's hand?" Her hand was up on her sister's head as Jinx was trying to hug her. But that was the incorrect hand, and that is where AI still struggles with images. So there was a response on Twitter by Alex, which is at Riot Asterix. And he said, quote, "Appreciate you bringing this to our attention. We have a strict stance of no AI for anything related to Arcane because it's disrespectful to the incredible artists who worked on the show. This image was a mistake and has been since removed. Thank you again for calling it out." Now, we know that the series is up for nomination for the best movie or TV series adaptation. So, will this affect that? We'll find out together. We might discuss that tomorrow as well, when we do our votes on the live show. Now, let's move over to PlayStation, shall we? Because the PlayStation 5 Pro 30th anniversary might be in a bit of trouble, because the DualSense sticks are either sticking or drifting. So, it's going to be very difficult to replace them. In fact, a Reddit user did say, quote, "For those wondering, the DualSense Edge Sticks modules joysticks are different colors for the standard and anniversary controllers, which is why it is hard to replace them, because they are not available for purchase, at least not yet." And I'm talking about the sticks and not the actual controllers. The controllers are available for purchase, but not the stick. So, if you have not received a 30th anniversary controller and you bought it, just know it's on the way. Just be prepared to have a little bit of problems for those buttons, analog sticks. That was in Gadget that gave us a story. Now we go over to Eurogamer, because if you like things coming to Switch, Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic will be coming in next month. Now, if you don't know what Roller Coaster Tycoon is, all it is a game where you make roller coasters. So if you like making roller coasters and you have a Nintendo Switch, you want to do it in classic mode, Roller Coaster Tycoon is for you. That will be coming December 5th. So now you know when the release date is. You can have fun with that one. Some people might not have been having fun with Star Wars Outlaws, because PC Games N did say that the PC version had fewer than 1,000 players at launch. Now, the PC version launched 3 months after the PlayStation 5 version, or the console version, I should say, because I think it was on Xbox as well. But anyway, the numbers were not that great. So since it launched yesterday, at the time of the writing, it did not reach 1,000 concurrent players on Steam, but the reviews were decent. Now, as you know, this is an open-world game that was launched on August 30th, but they're still looking at the concurrent players, and the highest number that they saw was 834. Now, the Steam edition of Assassin's Creed Mirage went up to 7,870. Now, if you're looking to get the game at a discount, that's where it's at right now. 25% off on Steam, and the discount will remain there until Thursday, December 5th. They'll be priced at $52.50. So, not a bad price considering. So if you're interested. Now, if you have Honkai Star Rail, you're gonna get a big update for your PlayStation 5. PushSquare.com gave the story, and right now, they could be doing some good stuff, some games and stuff. So you'll be able to do some housekeeping quests, and you'll be able to unlock some furniture where you can decorate your own personal space. It's a story patch, though, and the story will focus on Sunday and Fuki. I think that's this. And a new version of Tingyan. So you'll be enjoying those stories. And they could also be flanked by the reruns of Jing Yang and Firefly. So, if you're interested, go do that one. I know a lot of you are very interested in GTA 6. IGN did say that the Grand Theft Auto community is devastated by the most recent trailer and a no-show because the Moon Theory was debunked. Now, Rockstar was going to make a GTA 6 Trailer 2 announcement today. That was according to Moon Theory, that is sent Grand Theft Auto community. That got really, really hyped. But this is 1 year from the internet-breaking GTA trailer for GTA 6. And people were looking online for any clues about the second trailer. But that did not happen. But instead, Rockstar said that they have a new trailer for GTA Online. Or some more news about it. I'm sorry, not a trailer. That's my fault. But some more news about it. So Rockstar Games decided to go up on Twitter and said, quote, GTA Online community update. First details of an exciting new GTA Online update coming in December, featuring clandestine operations launched from the Darnell Brothers garment factory, plus new community challenges, experience improvements, and more. So the Moon Theory was wrong. So a Reddit user did post a picture of someone holding up the moon, and that someone was labeled as GTA 6. In fact, another person on Reddit posted another picture with two moons on it that said, quote, "If you believe in the moon theory, you are a moron," end quote. The R is the Rockstar symbol. So people were not amused because of what Reddit did announce, or what Grand Theft Auto did, and they posted all their musings on Reddit. Now, there's a day one Game Pass launch, Stalker 2, that hit 1 million sales at launch. And yes, I did see some people streaming this on Twitch, but still, that is a huge achievement. Those copies were sold over PC and Xbox. So, how do we know that it hit 1 million sales? Well, that was in a statement that Stalker official did put up on Twitter. Quote, "No wonder it feels a bit crowdy in the zone. A million copies were sold, and much more stalkers joined the artifact hunt with the Game Pass. This is just the start of an unforgettable adventure. The heart of Chernobyl emanates stronger with each of us. Thank you, stalkers," end quote. Now, this is the game where it was made in Ukraine, but was delayed many times before the invasion. But it is finally out. People are playing. They might be playing this one as well soon. WCCF Tech said that Path of Exile 2, quote, "will not leave adventurers disappointed even during the early access," end quote. That's their title. Now, if you're looking forward to it, kind of like me, we'll see how I do with a survival game. Path of Exile 2 will be launching in early access in 2 weeks. But early access will only be a name, because it will have a massive amount of content along with some in-game activities that will make, well, the site's saying that will make the wait a little bit easier. But while the writer was over at Gamescom 24, wanted to try out the game, and actually did, because the writer, Francisco DiMio, did say that he was impressed. So, what will you be if you get it? Well, you could be a warrior, a ranger, a monk, a mercenary, a witch, and a sorcerer. And there will be some different play styles. Have short range, long range, and magical warfare. So lots of good things. Path of Exile 2 will be free to play once it hits the 1.0 version. But if you want to get early access, you'll need to purchase one of the early access supporter packs. So what are they? Well, you have the Path of Exile 2 Access Supporter Pack, which is $30 across the board. That's PC, Xbox, Lord of Orgum supporter pack, $60. King of the Raridun supporter pack, $100. Thetamerge of the Val supporter pack, $160 for PC, $150 for the consoles. Warlord of the Kure supporter pack, $240 for PC, $220 for the consoles. Liberator of Ruklast supporter pack, $480 for PC, $370 for the consoles. And the Twilight Order Foil Recordly Submission Pack for PlayStation only, $110. Now, minimum for PC, Windows 10, processor Intel Core i7-7700, or AMD Ryzen 5 2500X. Memory, 8GB. Graphics, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 960, 3GB. Intel Arc A380, or ATI Radeon RX 470. DirectX version 12. Network, broadband internet connection. Storage, 100GB available. Space, additional notes. A GPU with at least 3GB of VRAM is required. Recommended, Windows 10, Intel Core i5-10500, or AMD Ryzen 3700X. Memory, 16GB of RAM. Graphics, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2060, Intel Arc A770, or ATI Radeon RX 5600 XT. DirectX version 12. Network, broadband, internet connection, obviously. Storage, 100GB available space. And a solid state storage is recommended. You can try all that. Now, Virtua Fighter will be making its PC debut this winter. Now, this is Sega's fighting series, and it'll be making a 3D PC debut on Steam this winter. Now, right now, there is no launch date for PC, but if you know about Virtua Fighter 5, then you know what's coming to PC. Now, Virtua Fighter 5 was originally released on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, but was first out in the arcades. Arcades hit 2006, and the consoles hit about 2007. PlayStation 4, just 3 years ago, had the Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown, and that was ported to PC not too long after that. But it will be coming to PC this winter. Now we go to Donkey Kong. Oh, we get to some good stuff now. Really, really good stuff, because Nintendo Switch now has Donkey Kong Land. And Nintendo of America did put that up on Twitter and said, quote, "Grab a vine and join the thrills in the land of Kong." Donkey Kong Land is now available to play on Nintendo Switch Online members. So if you have Nintendo Switch Online, you can go get that game, Donkey Kong Land. But if you have Balatro, well, you know that Game Trader said that they won the first two awards. I said first two. But the developer said that that was only because he had a few weeks of vacation to burn. He just wanted to do Balatro as a fun project. In fact, that's what Local Thunk was talking about on Twitter, because that's the person that made the game. And he said, quote, "Almost exactly 3 years ago, I started making a weirdo card game on my laptop because I had a few weeks of vacation to burn and thought it'd be a fun little project for me and my friends. No idea how to describe just how absurd this all feels." Balatro has already won two awards and is nominated in the Game Awards for Game of the Year, Best Game Direction, Best Independent Game, Best Indie Game, and Best Mobile Game. Yeah, Balatro's on mobile. Now we get things out, and maybe a game that's coming soon. If you need a gaming chair, PC Games N says that Secret Labs are selling some chairs at roughly $100 off. So if you want them, you can try to go get them. The Joker one is $30 off. The Evo House Lannister is $100 off. And the Alliance ones for World of Warcraft is $30 off. So those are on sale. If you like zombies, Zombicide is 20% off as well. And that's up on Amazon. It's a board game. Yeah, I know. But still, it's a sale. Black Friday has come early. 1 week early. So go check out that one. And if you haven't got it, or haven't got Final Fantasy VII Rebirth yet, and waiting for it to go on sale as well, it is now 43% off on Amazon. IGN's got the note, and that's $30 off. So almost half off. Almost. So if you want that one, it is really good. Nominated for a game of the year. Maybe this one will be nominated somewhere down the line. We end today with Gamatsu because the winning Pose 10 has been announced and will be launching on PlayStation 4 and 5 and Switch and PC. Tecmo is making the game, and pre-orders will be open on November 28th. So if you like some racing, and this is horse racing, you might be able to check that out. Now, it will launch March 27th, 2025 in Japan, but keep your eyes open. It might be coming here as well. Just keep your eyes open. Tomorrow, we do our votes for the Game Awards, and we will announce them live on twitch.tv/dawnforge tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m. Go check that out. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow night.